It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, good day, good day. Happy Friday to you. It is the 26th of September. Tomorrow's my sister's birthday. Yeah. Tomorrow's a busy day along the river. There's a lot going on, and I'm going to tell you about it at the end of the program in our community calendar. Today, in along the river here, Bullhead's going to be about 89-ish. So, kind of a nice day. But we're also supposed to have rain around noon or 1 o'clock, it says. So the gods of weather say. And then they say it's going to be about 15% chance the rest of the night until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then it's supposed to rain again. So if you like the rain, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and check it out. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. We're on 106.3, 106.5, and 106.7 FM. Maybe next year we'll take over 106.1. One and 106.9. We'll just, you know, take the whole dial. Yeah. And, of course, you're always welcome to call in if you have a question for our guests. 234-343-1065. And we've added a text line. Yeah, if you like to text, if you're one of those people, you can text the show. Yeah. You can text all of our shows. Common Ground, it's on Tuesday mornings. Speak Out, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Speak Out 2.0, Mondays and Fridays. We move this phone all around Mojave County. It's 928-727-5566. So if you want to text a question, feel free. Our guest today, starting off with Stacy Gilbert, who's changing her name later today. Stacy is the director of radiology at Mojave College in Bullhead City. And then she brought two guests, Tanya. Hi, Tanya.
Hi there.
And Connor. Hello, Connor.
Hello.
And they're both students at Mojave College in the radiology program. So let's start off with Stacy. Let's tell our listeners about the radiology program.
So the radiology program is a two-year program. It consists of both classroom work and clinical hours. So the state of Arizona requires our students to have 1,800 clinical hours.
Holy cow.
Yes.
That's a big number.
Yes. So they're in clinics 5 out of the 6 semesters. Some semesters they go 2 to 3 days a week, and the most that they go is 4 days a week in their second fall semester. They also are doing classroom work in between clinics as well.
So this is a full-time program.
Yes, it is.
Neither one of you have jobs, right?
Both of them.
Oh, they both do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. You're busy kids.
Oh, yeah.
So when you talk about clinicals, you're saying at the hospitals, basically.
Correct. So we have several facilities in Mojave County that we have as clinical space for our students. We have all of the bigger hospitals in the area as far as Parker, so La Paz Hospital, KRMC in Kingman, and we have Valley View and WarMC here locally and Havasu Regional in Havasu, and then we have a few imaging centers as well.
Because your class is not just Bullhead students.
No. So our classroom we actually have in our classroom a real working x-ray machine, but we only have a classroom with that ionizing machine on the Bullhead campus. So we have students throughout Mojave County that have to come to Bullhead for class, and then they go all around Mojave County. Every semester they switch clinical sites so that they get a feel of anywhere that they may want to work.
So so if somebody starts off, you live in Bullhead, and you start off at Warm Sea, and you're working there in radiology, then at some point in time, you're going to switch them to Valley View or switch them to Havasu?
Correct. So, for example, Tanya last semester was at Havasu Regional Medical Center. Yeah. This semester, she's at AZ Coast. They're both in Havasu, but she's also been to Kingman Regional.
That's it for now.
That gives you a pretty good... Move the microphone up just a little bit. That gives you a pretty good view of what each hospital is all about and how, because everyone does it a little differently, don't they?
Oh yes, every tech does it differently.
Yeah.
So we learn a lot.
They get their own pace and their own
You get your
method.
Own flow.
Right. Now, how long have you been in the program?
So I am in my fall semester of my senior year. So my first semester as a senior, I'm going to clinics 4 days a week. And then I have class on Fridays.
So 4 days a week you drive to Havasu?
I actually live in Havasu.
Oh, you do?
It's a nice...
You drove all the way up here today just for me?
Mainly you, and then I had to do have class that I got to
You didn't have to say you had class. You could have just stopped with yes.
Yes, definitely you.
We as much as we can, especially that fourth semester, which is when they're going 4 days a week to clinicals, we try to keep them local.
Right.
So that they don't have to... Yeah, they don't have to drive very far every day.
Okay.
In saying that, we're not always successful in being able to do
sure.
that, depending on where people live.
You mentioned also imaging centers, because like Warm Sea has an imaging center over on Hancock Road, which
yes.
is separate from the hospital, but has the same stuff.
Yeah, so we have, I believe Warm Sea can take 5 students. So 3 would go to the hospital, 1 would go to the imaging center, 1 would go to the ortho office up on the parkway, and then they would rotate every few weeks. So they
okay.
see everything.
Right.
Yeah. So we as long as we have it as a clinical site through our accreditation, our program's accreditation, students could go there for clinics.
Okay. So you're teaching basically X-ray.
Correct.
Okay. What are the prerequisites to get into this program?
So there are only 3 prerequisites for the RadTech program. We have Math 101 or higher, Bio 201, which is the Anatomy and Physiology 1,
okay.
Bio 202, which is Anatomy and Physiology 2, and that is all. And what's really great is I think that they're doing such a great job on dual enrollment courses in the high schools in this area now that a lot of these students can take them in dual enrollment, and once they graduate from high school, they could apply for my program and get in as graduates.
And you're right. I'm seeing a lot of that, mm-hmm. especially locally here at Mojave High and Mojave Accelerated.
Yes.
Mojave Accelerated seems to like, I think they hold the students up against the wall and say, you're going to take dual enrollment classes. Or
I would agree with that, and I love it.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of our MALC graduates that have come in immediately after graduating from high school, and they've done really well in our program.
Then within 2 years, they're a RadTech.
Yeah.
So for their 20th birthday, they get their certification and go to work in a hospital.
Exactly.
Now, Connor, this is your first year in the program.
Correct.
How are you liking it?
It's a lot, but it's very fun.
Yeah.
The entire program is very informative, and everything is given to you all at once, but at a steady pace that you're able to absorb all the information and the time.
So at what point in time do you decide, I think I want to be a RadTech?
Well, it helps that the program is in this area.
Because you live here.
I live here.
Okay.
Not just that, but the other campuses don't have any programs like that.
Okay.
So it's nice that this is here. Otherwise, you don't have to do as much schooling as, say, if you were going to be a doctor.
That's true.
And the responsibilities are different depending on if you want to go into nursing, a surgery tech, a physical therapist. And personally, I liked the idea of working with these machines, actually imaging, working with patients, but not being directly responsible for them like a nurse would be.
Okay.
I feel like there's a lot of positives and less negatives.
Okay. Tanya, at what point in time did you decide I want to be a RadTech?
Well, I own my own business. I do nails.
Okay.
And then the pandemic hit in 2020. Salons got shut down. I was like, I need to figure something else out in case this ever does happen again. That way I can have insurance, a retirement plan. So that was my main motivation.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And how'd you pick radiation?
Well,
I mean, when the pandemic hit,
yeah,
a lot of people panicked, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But you went to Mojave College.
Yes, because it's a two-year program, so
right.
It's, you know, it's not going to take a lot of my time. The benefits are far going to exceed any, what's the other word? Benefits, like the, any negatives. It's, they far out.
Outweigh.
Yes,
okay.
Outweigh, the benefits outweigh the anything negative about it.
So you realize that within 2 years you could have a great job and be making real money.
Yes.
And have benefits.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a family?
I have nieces and I have nephews.
Oh,
everyone
okay.
has moved away from this area.
Really?
So my mom and my grandparents live in Lake Havasu where I live.
Oh, that's good.
And my 5-year plan is to travel.
Oh.
Yeah, you can travel with radiology.
Yes,
like
you can.
Nursing. Yes.
My wife's an ICU RN at Valley View.
Okay.
And they have travel nurses and travel docs and travel, I mean, travel everything. So you can go anywhere.
Yeah, see the country.
Yeah. And there's companies that will hire you, and they'll put you all over.
Yep.
Yeah. That's your goal?
Yes.
That's a good goal.
Oh, yeah.
So when will you graduate?
I actually graduate technically in May, this next May, but I'll get pinned with radiology in July.
So they do a commencement in May for the college. Our students, unfortunately, have one more semester that they have to finish their clinicals up, and they do have to take one more class. So we do our pinning in August, and that's when they're done.
Okay. How do you look at the workload? Is it a lot?
It's definitely a full-time commitment. I need to work outside of the program, so luckily I do own my own business and I make it work.
Right.
But definitely it's my top priority.
Good.
Workload is a lot, but manageable.
Okay. Has anything been presented to you that was extremely difficult?
I want to say my first semester in clinics and class, because I live in Lake Havasu, I had clinics in Kingman and class 3 days a week in Bullhead. Just the driving to and
yeah.
from.
Look, you got to see all of Mojave County.
almost all of it. Yeah.
Because next semester, you're in the Colorado Strip.
Next semester, I don't actually know where I'm going.
She panicked on that idea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do they teach this in Colorado on the Strip?
They do not. So my goal is to eventually get this program up there. In North Campus. But that's,
I'm sure Carolyn would love it.
She would, yes, she definitely would. She would find me space immediately. I think it's just going out and researching clinical sites that we can have available to us and then going from there.
That would be the hard part. You'd have to drive to either Salt Lake or St. George.
Yeah, and there are a few sites that we can look into in Hurricane,
okay.
and I think maybe Colorado City itself, but... yeah, it would just be to go out there and try to get some clinical.
Or sites. Vegas.
Vegas has like 4 rad tech programs.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah, and so I think that
you'd
would
be at the
be
bottom
really
of the list.
I probably would.
So it's a 2-year program and just 3 requisites. I mean, mm-hmm. that's not bad at all.
Yeah, they still have to take their general ed co-requisites. They can either fill that in the program, like take an English 101 class and maybe a communications course in there. They have a really light summer semester. They can add those in there. Most students already come with all of their general education courses finished
okay.
before they start the program.
Okay. So, but if they didn't, they take them at the same time?
Correct.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Let's take a break. It's 20 past. We'll let you all catch your breath. And sit back for a minute. And Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. You're interested in a budget plan to make your bills each month? Well, give them a call, 928-763-1100. They'll work it out to where you pay the same amount each single month of a year. Also, we're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Stop by Monday night. See the Monday night football. Have a party. It is at Laughlin Ranch.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road, now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Tired of laggy video calls, drop connections, or streaming that stalls right at the good part? Say goodbye to slow, unreliable internet and say hello to TWN's 100% fiber that delivers the speed and reliability you need, plus unlimited data and affordable plans. From workdays to weekends, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit TWN.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. 888-227-2095.
John and Olivia McCormick present the 37th annual Chip In for Kids Golf Tournament, benefiting the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River. Saturday, October 4th at El Rio Golf Course. $125 per player. Three-person scramble. Two flights for handicaps and non-handicaps. Your entry fee includes golf, range balls, lunch, cash prices, and a shot at winning a $40,000 vehicle from Finley Chevrolet of Bullhead City. Spots fill fast. Call Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182 to sign up today.
As I write this letter, send my love to you. Remember.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host, and today we've got Mojave College in here. Stacy Gilbert. What will your name be tomorrow?
McGill.
McGill?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because tomorrow's her one-year anniversary. And you're changing your name tomorrow?
No.
Next week?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Whenever I can get down to the Social Security place. Soon.
I think they're closed on Saturday.
I think so, too.
There's a Christmas break in a few weeks.
I will do it on the Christmas break.
11 weeks, actually.
Yeah. Oh, you've been
counting. Counting, right?
Wow. Tanya's got the number down. You're ready for a vacation, huh?
Yes. You can just say it. It's fine.
It's okay.
It'll be a... nice.
Because you've got three semesters under your belt?
Fourth. Her fourth.
This is your fourth right
yes,
now?
Yes, she's
right.
In her fourth. Fourth,
yeah. Okay, so you got three completed.
Yep.
That's kind of a big accomplishment.
I'm over halfway done.
You got to be kind of excited.
I'm very excited. I was talking to my stepmom earlier, and I was like, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly.
It goes by so fast.
So where do you think you'll start off working? Havasu Regional?
I'm not sure where.
I know people.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll have to chat after this. I'm not sure where. I want to see all the sites and then make my decision.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now I'm at AZ Coast, so it's an imaging center. So, you know, patients come in, they're outpatient.
Right.
I don't have any, like, ER or anything right now, so hopefully I don't lose those skills.
Do we teach them how to use the portable that goes, like, to the ER and shoots? And
yes.
So they learn that plus the static or whatever you call the...
just the plain film. So we have on our campus, in our classroom, we have an ionizing digital machine. We got it probably, I'm going to say... 4 years ago, 5 years ago, we got it right after the pandemic. It's really a nice machine. What we're really lucky in that we have such a great college that really like makes sure that we have really great quality equipment. I know a lot of other programs across the United States don't even have an ionizing machine in their program, that they just get that learning from clinical sites. We have a portable machine. It's very, very old, but it still works. So if anybody's out there listening and wants to donate a portable machine to the RadTech program, reach out to me. We have an old C-arm machine. So a C-arm would be what they would bring into like a surgery center or a surgery room. It takes live images. It's a dinosaur too. But it still works. Again, anybody out there want to donate a C-arm, be more than willing to take those off your hand. But they learn all of that in class as much as they can, but get a lot of that out in the field.
Now, when you ask for these donations, where do these machines run?
Oh, gosh. Tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars.
All my listeners just turned off their radio. This is what I'm out. I'm going to McDonald's, and you want $10,000?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So now, I mean, it used to be they had to develop the film.
Yes.
Right. And so, but now everything's digital.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can email the image to, you know, I have images on my phone,
mm-hmm.
you know, my shoulder. That's a lot easier for you on your side of the teaching?
So we haven't had film for a very long time, or developing film. It probably in the 90s, I'm going to say, they started with computed radiography. So it was still where you had a cassette, and then you had to process it, but it was in just a like a quick processor. You would put the whole cassette in. It would pull out the image, and it would come up on the computer. This, now digital, is automatic.
Right.
You take the image. You don't have to take any image receptors, and it just comes up with your image.
It's like a camera that sees through your skin.
Okay. Correct. Yep.
I mean,
we are the eyes of medicine.
Yeah. I remember growing up, you used to see in these books these X-ray glasses they would sell, you know, and mm-hmm. you think, yeah, right, just what I want to see is people's bones, you know.
You know what's funny, though? I show students, especially in our first physics course, radiographic physics course, how Buster Brown, the old shoe company,
yeah.
used to have people step on a machine, a fluoro machine, that, and it would radiate to see what the length of their feet were.
Wow.
Very dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, I know if you have a powerful flashlight, you can, like, hold it up to your finger and you can see, you
mm-hmm.
know, if it's, you know, real powerful, you can see right through your skin.
Yeah.
But that's, to me, that's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
So when I had my knee replaced, my wife said, do you want to see the video of what it's going to look like? No, I don't. Thanks. I'll just, you know, take it when it's all bandaged
yeah.
up and ready to go.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Do you see the radiology program expanding into MRI or
So some of the other maybe procedures? Eventually. What our ultimate goal is to have the main program, the X-ray program, and move into having the modalities be on the non-credit side. Doing that, it's going to be a little bit we need to build curriculum for it. I need to get people that are going to want to teach it. I have my license in CT, but I don't really have enough time to do what I do and then teach a CT course. My clinical coordinator, Devin Wright, she has a certificate in mammography. She was doing a mammo non-credit for one semester. It just got a little hard for her to do everything that she's doing and that. So if we can get maybe some faculty to come on and teach those modalities, we could definitely offer courses like that.
Okay, but they would be certificates, not...
Yeah, we... So with MRI, with CT, with mammo, it's like a post-primary certificate that you would get in addition to your X-ray license.
Do either one of you want that down the road?
I'm definitely interested in mammography, possibly MRI, and then CT.
Okay.
As well.
All right.
I'm interested in CT and MRI, and in the future, I'm interested in pursuing, like, nuclear medicine.
Oh, wow.
Like PET scans.
I was waiting for him to say, and in the future, I'll be a doctor.
That's a long future. Like, yeah.
But that's a good goal. Wow. You all have goals. Mm-hmm. I told him off the air that when I had my infection, I had to have a port put in my shoulder, and I went to Warm Sea to have the port put in. And the kid, Alex, who put it in, was looking at it under... What I want to say under like
fluoroscopy, maybe fluoro,
like a live imaging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with live, so he could see, because they put it. I mean, it's like 8 inches long.
Yeah.
That little tube they stick mm-hmm. into your body, so that when the infection, anti-infection stuff goes in, it gets right to the heart of the matter. But you know, so I'm talking with him because that's what I do, and he said that he started at Warm Sea in the custodian department, and. Now he's in there. I said, now you're putting tubes into my heart. You've done pretty good for yourself. But he said, yeah, he started at Mojave Community College. You know, back when it was Mojave Community. Back mm-hmm. in the days when yeah. it was Mojave Community College. Yeah. But that's where he started. And now he's married with kids. And I said, look at you now, you know. But he started as a custodian.
Yeah.
And so I hope that the parents and grandparents that are listening will be thinking, you know, so my grandkids could go to college right here and get a career.
Yeah. This is a career for life.
Yeah.
100%.
Right.
When I graduated from a program in California in 2005, stayed there for a few years, moved out here to Bullhead, did CT many years at Warm Sea and KRMC for most of my career, and got my bachelor's degree, and then the clinical coordinator position was open for this program. I applied, I got it, and then continued with my master's degree and then became the program director. So it can, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can do.
It opens a lot of doors.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Are you excited?
Very.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for you guys. Let's take a break. 33 past the hour. It means you're about, 32 minutes away from Sean Hannity. Coming up at the top of the hour. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. It's a premier acute rehabilitation center. If you have questions, give them a call, 928-763-1404. And we're brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. That's right, Chad Hansen. Chad, if you need money, call Chad Hansen, 928-288-2691.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Ready for reliable internet right to your home? 100% fiber internet from TWN delivers the speed you need with unlimited data, affordable plans, and local service you can count on. From video calls to movie nights, live life uninterrupted with TWN. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Call 888-227-2095.
Ready, set, Ford. Hey, it's Robert, and it's time to rev up your engines at Bradley Ford. Whether you're looking for an F-150, Bronco, or Mustang, we've got you covered at a dollar over invoice. Take advantage of our low financing rates, special lease deals, and trade-in bonuses that will make you say, ready, set, Ford. Come see us in person or visit us at BradleyFord.com.
The dollar over invoice excludes Raptor models and Super Duties.
Bradley Ford.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career in healthcare? Join our dedicated team at Kingman Regional Medical Center and make a difference in our community. We care about our employees and offer competitive pay, flexible schedules, generous benefits, and reimbursement for continuing education. Positions are available for all skill levels, including nurses, caregivers, and technicians. Take the next step in your career. Visit azkrmc.com/careers. Kingman Regional Medical Center, where careers are made. And you matter.
You're listening to the most listened to news talk radio station in the tri-state area. Our lineup is second to none. And in fact, Talkers Magazine had many of our show hosts in the top five year after year. You can hear KNTR Talk and KJJJ HD2 and translators K292ES 106.3 FM in Kingman, K293 DB 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead City and Needles, and K294 CQ 106.7 in Lake Havasu City and Parker. You can also stream KNTR Talk at KNTRTalk.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. And I forgot to mention that it's, you know, Friday, which means it's Fab Four Friday. So all of our songs are the Fab Four today. It's not the way you smile. Otherwise known as John Paul, George, and Ringo, the Beatles. You've never heard of them, have you?
Oh, well, yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to know a fun fact about the Beatles?
Sure, always.
Do you know the fun fact?
You guys were talking about
it. Or do you know the fun fact? So the original creator or inventor of CT scans only got the money funded because of the Beatles, because they were for the same – it was the same company that produced the Beatles that also – was responsible for helping with the invention of CT.
Really?
CAT scan, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
See, there's a tie to this
program. There you go.
And Connor, you were saying off the air that you mentioned the Kiwanis Club because you used to be a lifeguard, I guess?
Yes.
For Bullhead City, and we pay for the swim lessons. And she said, no, I've known you. I've seen you somewhere else before. Yeah. So I go there. We pass out the certificates for the kids when they finish their eight-day course of swim lessons. So we don't want kids to drown. That's all.
That's good.
They know how to swim and get over the side. That's what counts. So
yes.
It reduces drowning. And now you're a park ranger for Bullhead City.
That's correct.
I think the last time I talked to Dave, there's like 14 or 15 park rangers.
There's about 18 of us right now.
18? Because you all kind of work part-time. And what park do you cover? You cover the same park all the time?
I usually go to Rotary, but we all do whatever we need to.
Yeah. And because there's one per park per night, basically. I mean, there's somebody there all the time.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. That's a cool job.
Very interesting.
Better than being a lifeguard?
I'd say so.
Oh, okay. More money than a lifeguard?
Yeah. Okay. They work well with my program, so.
That's the best part.
I can have a job and do the program at the same time.
And that's, you know, there's so many employers in our town that do that. Amanda, who owns Dutch Bros, she hires mostly high school students because she'll work with their schedules. Because the ones that she's going to hire are the ones that are in cheer or in football or in basketball or band or something, you know. And it's the same thing. It's that commitment to be able to work with you. And that's good that the city does that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where do you see yourself working when you graduate?
Well, I hope that somewhere local will take me after I graduate.
Okay. Local to Bullhead.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm interested in learning a couple different modalities like MRI and CT after I graduate. But more importantly,
which today aren't available here, right?
Not for this program.
Not for the program, but a hospital may cross-train you in that field when you get a job with them.
Okay.
And a lot of places require experience. So if I can get a job here, work with whatever place wants to take me and establish some actual experience in the field as a paid employee and then branch out from there, that's probably my plan.
Okay. Stacy, are you contacted by the hospitals when it comes time to graduate and say, okay, who's available? We're looking.
So we just recently had 16 graduates. All but two decided they had jobs. They could have had jobs lined up in Mojave County. They choose to go to Vegas. They wanted just to venture out.
Sure.
We always have pretty much 100% of our students that are in graduates from our program get jobs in this area.
Yeah.
Kingman usually takes most of our students. They take probably six or seven every cohort.
Wow.
Yeah, and they usually have jobs lined up for them like beginning of their sixth semester, maybe the end of their fifth semester. So they really already know who they would like to hire.
That's good.
Yeah.
Are they calling you yet?
Well, this is a 2-year-long job interview. So that's how we treat it. And, you know, you make your connections and all that when you're in clinicals. So,
so as you're doing clinicals today, because you're done in 6 months. Are some of the people already talking to you and saying,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. There's talk.
Tanya, we have room for you in 6 months.
Yeah. Hey, what do you want? You want to take this job?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's very.
That's a good position to be in for you.
Yes.
I mean, when you have someone say to you, we want you to come to work here when you get your graduate, you know.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
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 It lets you know you're doing something right.
And how old are you?
I'm going to be 40 in December.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a late in life adventure.
It is. I've had probably 3 careers, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now you've got one that you've spent 2 years getting.
Yeah. For sure. This is the most investment I've put into a future, and it's working out well. So.
Do you think the 20-year-old you would have done this?
If she knew about it. I was not interested in school when I was in high school.
Okay.
Looking back, obviously, hindsight is 20/20.
Oh, sure.
I would have totally went for dual enrollment and got all of that out of the way and then just started right after high school. I think that's the way to go.
Are you telling your family members that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Besides my little sister, I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay.
Or I'm the oldest one in college. I'm actually the only one in my family to complete college, besides my grandparents.
That makes you feel pretty good, too.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah.
They're excited for my pinning ceremony.
So. Yeah. So how many family will come from out of town to be a part of that?
Quite a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
10.
She said 10's our max, but I'm going to sneak
10's your max?
Yeah.
Come on. You do it at the field house. There's plenty of room there.
We don't. We usually have it in 600 on the Bullhead campus, and then we're limited on space.
Yeah.
The field house usually isn't open that time.
Yeah.
In August?
Yeah, in that time of year. I don't know that we've ever tried to work or do it at the field house. I mean, I can look into it.
Maybe we can get a sponsor.
You know.
Oh, the phone's ringing.
Someone texted you, said I'm going to call.
I don't know.
Hi, Speak Out 2.0. Do you have a question for our guests?
Hello?
Go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Is it a wrong number?
I don't know. Can you hear me okay on the phone? Hello, hello? Someone's there.
It's like...
Oh, she hung up. Okay. Well, maybe they'll call back. I think they were listening to the radio in the background or something.
Oh.
That happens sometimes.
So,
James is going to listen to this, and James has connections with the field house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, James. Yeah. I'll be waiting for your call.
That would be awesome, actually. That would be so cool.
Well, it's a much bigger building. And
it really
then
is.
Then everyone can bring their families.
They can bring as many people as they want.
Do you get a lot of students that will come to the pinning that are currently students that motivates them a little bit more?
So I can speak on that.
Yeah.
I was a freshman last year. So I went, we have to do 30 volunteer hours for our program. So I went and helped set up and helped take down their pinning ceremony, and it was really cool to see. There was a few of us, a good 7 or 8 of us there helping. And
Does it help motivate you when you see these people walking across? Okay, let's try this again.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have a question?
Hello? There's kind of a delay. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
I'm going to go ahead and say it just in case you can hear me. I'm wondering how many clinical hours you need when you get into the program.
Oh, that's a good question, caller. 1,800 clinical hours, according to the state of Arizona.
Does that answer your question? Hello? She said there's a delay, so it's probably affecting our communication.
Yeah.
When you start and you're told you have 1,800 hours to spend in hospitals and, you know, different imaging centers, do you look at that and go, holy Toledo?
That's a lot of hours for sure.
Now today, how many hours have you knocked out?
After this semester, I'm going to say probably 2/3 of 1,800 clinical hours will be completed. This semester for her is almost 40 hours a week.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a big one. And times that by 16 weeks, yeah. I mean, that's a lot.
And unfortunately for you, you're driving up here every day from Havasu.
No,
I get to stay in Havasu for my clinics this semester. So four days a week, okay. I'm in Havasu, and then on Fridays I'm up in Bullhead.
Okay. All right. Well, will the program get to be where they can sit in a classroom in Havasu or Kingman and watch it on Zoom?
I don't know. So that's a good question. I know that a lot of our students that live in Havasu and Kingman would love that.
Right.
But Zoom, I feel like it's really important for them to be able to do the hands-on in class.
Okay.
Especially we have two semesters, they have a positioning class. So they're in two semesters learning every position in this field. So it would be really hard to do.
When you say position, you're meaning positioning of the equipment?
No. Like for you, for example, for your shoulder,
right.
there's different views that you take for the shoulder looking for different things.
Right.
So every body part has different positions that we would be putting patients in.
Because I know that some people have had me stretch my arm out across the table.
Yes. Which is really hard.
Well, it was. Not so much now. And then some have you like hold it like your hands on your hip, and then some want you to turn different directions.
Every one of those they learn.
And is that because that's the views that the doctors have told them that they're looking for?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's your job as the tech to figure out how to get the doctor that view?
Pretty much if you have a patient that is really has limited range of motion, let's say in their shoulder, you have to really work with that patient and have an understanding of the equipment and how anatomy is in order to get that view. If they're unable to spread it across the table or raise it up in the air, they have to be able to, okay, what's an alternate, what's something else I can do?
Yeah. They have to know that.
Yeah.
And sometimes can they help the patient move their arm?
Absolutely.
Because, if when you need it replaced, it's because it's not working. But, I mean, they could move it out for you and then still get the image.
Absolutely.
They can't hold it because they've got to go back behind the wall.
They shouldn't hold it, but, I mean, sometimes that's the nature of our career is we'll let up and we get in there and hold patients.
Okay.
Yeah, we just don't stay in the beam. Like, wherever the light is, we're not in.
Right.
No.
You got to be outside the light.
Yes.
Okay. Any last comments? Any last thoughts? No? Nobody's got nothing? No one's got nothing?
I'll speak on the doing it from Zoom thing. I think some classes, maybe, but I definitely am gaining a lot more being in person.
Okay, good.
'Cause like she said, it's hands-on. You know, we're putting each other in positions. We're transferring each other like we would transfer patients from wheelchairs, gurneys. We're doing trauma positioning, and all that's really, really important when you're in clinicals.
Okay. You know, my sister was a beautician, and she learned to do hair. And when she went through the local college in Lakewood, California, every night she'd come home wanting to do my mom's hair. You know? So are you... When you come home, are you wanting to move patients around with the family? Around? Let me see you stand this way and do this and do that.
Absolutely. In the beginning, especially, my friends and family pretty much were sick of me.
Speak Out 2.0. Caller, do you have a question? Turn your radio down. Hello? Hello?
Hi, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm really interested in getting into the program. Is it really competitive to get into the program? And how many students do you accept?
That's a really good question, caller. The program, so for our application that was just open for 2025, we had 62 applicants, and we only have space for 20.
Wow.
So it is
competitive.
Absolutely.
So they got to know their stuff.
They have to know their prereqs, and the only other thing that we require is a TEAS entrance exam. They have to do pretty well on that.
Okay. And if they want to call you and talk to you, call the Bullhead Campus?
So I have a direct extension. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can just go to the Mojave College webpage, type in RadTech in the search bar, and my information's off to the right-hand side on my RadTech page, my email and my phone number, my work number.
Okay. Let's take our last break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. If you're looking for fiber internet, call 928-444-8232. And we're brought to you by Perkins America Food Company, where right now you can check out the new pot roast breakfast Skittle. Oh, you're going to love it. And then they have a new trio breakfast starting at only $5.99.
Have you recently been affected by an internet or phone outage? TWN Communications Fiber Internet is the most reliable in town. Live life uninterrupted with TWN Communications fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet and digital phone services. Sign up today. Visit TWNCOMM.com/MOHAVE or call 888-227-2095.
Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping, with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 2 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
You can never plan too early. Pick up a white sheet today. You'll find so many activities in this week's edition. Take a run with the Fighting Knights on the Bridgewater Links Golf Course for the annual cross-country fun run. Put a cork in it. The final days of Restaurant Week. All participating establishments and menus are in the white sheet. Come play the Parks and Recs way. Final September activities this week. Pick up a white sheet at your favorite retailer or restaurant. Pick up a white sheet today.
Unsafe trenches are one of the leading causes of workplace injuries. Entrenching accidents are often deadly. Arizona workers, trenches 5 feet deep or more require extra safety precautions. Never enter an unsafe trench, and if you're in one, stop the job and exit immediately. Report incidents or unsafe conditions to the Arizona Division of Occupational Safety and Health at azica.gov. Stay safe. Follow trenching regulations. Together, we can make Arizona workplaces safer. Sponsored by the Industrial Commission of Arizona.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio, and it's about 5 minutes to the top of the hour. And then we have news, and then followed up by the Sean Hannity program. When the caller called in and asked, and you said 20 people, it's not because you don't have the room for more, it's because you don't have the
clinical space. So our accreditation, we're limited to the amount of students we can take based on the clinical capacity that we could take in our area.
So in other words, the hospitals can't take more.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good point.
Absolutely.
Because I don't want someone thinking, well, how come in high school there's 26 kids in the classroom and you're only taking 20, you know?
Yes.
I don't want them to think you're a prima donna and you won't take any more.
Not at all.
Okay. So it's the space that's...
For clinics.
For the clinics, yeah. For all the hospitals and radiology centers.
Correct.
So if we had more centers, could you have more students?
Absolutely. We're always out there looking for more clinical space. Okay. Always.
All right. So, you know, somebody out there wants to open up a clinic or know somebody that's talking about it, then consider, you know, add MCC. Reach out to Stacy right away.
Yes.
Let her know you have the room. So your information is on the website?
Yes.
Or they can call the Bullhead campus and just ask for you?
Yeah, they can do that. I have a direct extension. The webpage is probably the best to go to RadTech webpage, and then my information's all on that right-hand side there.
Okay.
Email.
What is mcc.edu? What is it this week?
I think it's just Mojave College.
Yeah,
Mojave.edu.
.edu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And when they run the podcast, they'll put it up on the screen, but, you know, just in case listeners want to know how to find. If you just Google Mojave College, it'll pop up.
Exactly.
I'm sure. Yeah. Any last comments, Tanya?
I hope everyone has a nice, safe, fun weekend. If you're considering radiology, contact Stacy.
Okay.
Worth it.
Connor?
I think that if someone's even just vaguely interested, at least do your research and look into the program. Because,
job shadow.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to get an idea, and the barrier to entry for this class is honestly pretty low. So I think that if you want to give it a try, it's worth looking into, even if you're just slightly interested.
Stacy, how does somebody cut out 40 people? How do they do better than them to get into your class?
So all of it's done by a blind application. So they submit their application with their grades from the three prerequisites and their T-score. We have a team of people that go and do there's a rubric for it. They go and they enter in their grades that they got and their T's exam, and it's all based on points. So the higher the points, bigger chance of getting in.
So you got to be sharp.
Get good grades.
Get good grades. Yes, you got to know your anatomy. That's okay. Very, very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't get that order from the doctor and go, "What is this bone?"
No.
What is this? Call the college and go, "I need the teacher to tell me what this bone is. Put it on the line, quick." Thank you all three for coming in. Great information. I hope that people out there consider RadTech and call or follow up.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you for having us.
You Thank bet. You. Thank you. All right. A lot going on this weekend along the Colorado River. They have the annual River Cruisers, Rodding on the River over at the Avi Casino, National Public Lands Day up at Davis Camp, Fish with a First Responder at Rotary Park, the 7th Annual Suicide Awareness and Prevention Walk at Rotary Park, Oktoberfest tomorrow at the Bullhead City Community Park, and then also the 55th Annual Andy Devine Day Parade. So go to your Facebook and just look up events, and you'll find all this. Or you can go to our Facebook page, and you'll also find it. Everyone have a great weekend. Thanks to our listeners. Thanks to our guests, and be safe out there.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.